Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, especially all those who minister God's word, may the Lord be with you in a very special way. We look back to a weekend of great blessings. The Lord surely was good to us. He gave divine inspiration and revelation to see Bible prophecies in their fulfillment, to have a look at Jerusalem, to see what's going on right there. And according to what our Lord said, when you see all these things come to pass, then you know. You don't guess, you know that the time is near and we should look up, for our redemption is drawing near. Then on the other side we do have the message of the hour, the last call, the promised word to the church, and then finally the promises to the overcomers, to those who are called out and made ready for the return of our blessed Lord and Savior. In the same way as Israel must return to the homeland, God promised to them to be ready when the two prophets will have their ministry in Jerusalem. So all who are now called out, they must come into the promised word for this day. In reference to Israel, we read in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 12, "And the Lord shall inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again." The Lord shall inherit Judah. Not in the USA, not in any country on earth, but in the promised land. And the Bible uses the term "in the Holy Land," because it was God's choice to give that piece of land to his chosen people, Israel, and also to choose Jerusalem as the place of his manifestation with his people. Then we read in Zechariah 14, when the climax will come and the Lord will stand with his feet on the Mount of Olives, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4. And then we read at the end of verse 5 in Zechariah 14, "And the Lord thy God shall come, and all the saints with thee." And then something very special happens when this great event to the Jews at that time takes place. Verse 7, "But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light." We see the fulfillment of this prophecy when we read from verse 1 right to verse 7 and on, to know exactly when and where this will be. At the same time, we understand that Jesus, our Lord, said, "Whosoever follows me will not remain in darkness, but have the light of life." Then John the Baptist came to testify of the light, and Jesus Christ is that light. So we understand by divine revelation that the day of grace has a beginning and will have an end. We also understand that, as Brother Branham many times said, it shall be light at the evening time. Just as with the Jews, when their time comes, with us, our time has already come. Because according to Acts chapter 15 and also Romans chapter 11, the Lord will complete his work with the Gentile church and then turn to Israel, and all Israel shall be saved. There are many scriptures referring to that event. But now the concern is the bride church, those who are called out, dedicated to the Lord, brought back to the Word of God, to the apostolic teachings, that not our heads, but our hearts are turned back to God, to his word, to respect whatever the Bible says. Beloved, I said it many times, I knew Brother Branham for 10 years, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I had a number of talks with him personally, even by phone, from Crayfield to Jeffersonville. I have still 21 letters from our correspondence, and I'm very, very grateful to God for that. Then I translated all his sermons into the German language, so if anybody on earth can claim to know the teachings, to know the message, I think that I'm justified in making that claim. At the same time, I realize how many brothers on earth have no more respect to the Word of God, but they explain Brother Branham's statements without going back into the scriptures. And this is, to my understanding, the deceptive part in the message of the hour. William Branham, a promised prophet, a man sent from God, with the true word of God, with the true apostolic teachings, with the true confirmation. And brothers and sisters, I saw Bible days with my own eyes. I saw the ministry our Lord had, a Son of Man, repeat before my very eyes. I know what I'm talking about. I'm an eyewitness. I'm an ear witness. But when it comes to the many interpretations and divisions, people call themselves believers of the message, or even Bible believers. And when you check, there are no Bible believers around and no message believers, but interpretations of the Bible, interpretations of the message. The time has come for all of God's servants to make sure what they believe, what they preach and teach in practice should be 100% in agreement with the Word of God. Restoration means to be brought back to where the church has been right at the very beginning. And so, as Brother Branham was told on June the 11th, 1933, that the message given to him will be the forerunner of the second coming of Christ. And this message, by the grace of God, crystal clear, I take to the ends of the earth. And the God of heaven, who sent William Branham in our time to bring us back to God and his word, is the same today, who gives divine revelation upon his word and upon the message of the hour. And we place the message of the hour within the Holy Scriptures, and then have one final answer from God in every point, in every teaching and practice. May the dear Lord bless you. We had a wonderful weekend. Maybe between 800 and 900 people were gathered from all over Europe and different parts of the earth. God has blessed us, and we're also grateful that people in Japan, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the USA, and all over Europe joined us and could participate in the meetings we had here in the Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. The dear Lord bless you and be with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.